There's another sort of approach to this that I've reflected on. In the canon, there are two classes, the lowest two classes of noble beings are the faith follower and the Dhamma follower. These are beings who, at least as far as I read the canon, basically aren't Sotapanna yet, but they've accomplished enough that they'll realize it, you know, that they will realize that at the moment of death, when death comes knocking. Yeah. The other thing about those two categories is, unlike the Sotapanna, they probably don't know themselves either, because there's just not the knowledge there.
Yeah.
So my sense has always been, okay, well, aim for that. You know, if you know you don't know, and so you know you aim you and I mean, my understanding is that's no different than just doing the practice.
Yeah. I mean, that's the it's an interesting point, and of course it's been debated for 2,500 years, but it is a very really interesting perspective, because in the canon, that it really seems to be the case that faith follower, Dhamma follower, that on the breakup of the body, all of a sudden everything becomes very clear, and the catalyst is there for the entering the stream, and that. Is a really interesting, because also just in a little way without imputing anything, say people who had near-death experiences almost always come back with a very different take on life, or there is a really transformative quality when the mind becomes extremely still and settled, and the body drops away. There's a kind of a recognition of, oh yeah, this whole sort of thing that I take as me is really not so solid. And that moment of death is even more potent. Right? Everything that one assumed is really not. It's like Ajahn Chah sort of saying, when he came down from the mountain and whatever it was, Puhua, he said he looked at things and nothing was the same anymore.
I think Ajahn Lama says, like, at the moment of death, exactly around this topic, he said at the moment of death, it's like, oh yeah, it really never was mine to begin with.
Right.
Just realizing this, I've just been fooled for something.
Yeah, that's where the contemplation of death is so important, because it familiarizes the mind with that, and it's comfortable rather than resisting reacting out of fear or desire or trying to get out of it. When one contemplates death, then there's a familiarity and, I wouldn't say ease or comfort with it, but not just blindly reacting out of fear or